Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
So I can be a Chinese woman.
Sure.
But I can't be a 6'5" Chinese woman.
Yes.
Daddy is a her?
Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, but that he can have the right to have babies.
God created male and female in his own image. He is not a god of confusion. All of what we're seeing in our society today is simply hatred for God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Welcome to Wretched Radio. What? My name is Dr. Greg Gifford, and I am your guest host. I am one of the Fortis Fellows and also the host of Transformed. And you're probably wondering why I'm here and why Todd is not here. Well, the simple answer is that Todd is a slacker. And I know he doesn't want that to get out, but that's the real reason. No, in all seriousness, I've been invited to come and guest host, which I'm very appreciative for. Some of you listen to Wretched quite faithfully, but you don't dial in to Transformed. Wow, it hurts. So here am I. We're going to talk through chatbot therapy today, and we'll spend the entire episode doing so. I'll remind you of things that I've said on Transformed and also show you a couple of new things. But if you haven't checked out Transformed, I'd encourage you to dial in or dial in to Adam Tyson or integrate it with John Kratz, The Better Way with Libby Glosson. Us fellows are just thoroughly enjoying what we get to do and super appreciative of Todd, Jimmy, and Jason for making it all happen for us. So they're the guys that are really organizing us and keeping us focused. But did you know that you can get an AI therapist and you can do that for free? Did you know that? Maybe some of you knew that already. Did you know that you can actually have friendships with chatbots? And as odd as this may sound, even dating relationships with chatbots. You can ask for life advice at a chatbot like character.ai or free AI therapy. And that programmed software, we'll discuss more of what a chatbot actually is, but that programmed software, they're going to help you make a decision in the real world based off of its own algorithm. This is fascinating because we're standing at the precipice of ChatGPT, which for many of us has been really concerning. Some are concerned for their own livelihood. You know, we wonder, like, I'm a computer engineer, software engineer. Like, what does this mean of my future? Even reading recently that Microsoft is laying off a significant level of employees to heavily invest in AI. Sure, I mean, there's the practical economical concerns. There should be the concerns of fake news or deep fakes that are AI generated. And that's not just in pictures, but in content. Where now before we have to be, you've always had to be discerning. And that is Hebrews 5:12. It's a muscle that you develop. You train yourself to be discerning. But now it's almost like a healthy distrust of media content and social media content. And you're having to vet more and more with the scripture because things look very possible. You know, is that AI or is that actually a picture of someone? Am I watching a python eat a lion or a lion eat a python? You ever seen that weird AI thing? It's like, it sucks me in. Where am I? Jimmy, take the wheel. Oh man, I don't get Jimmy in my episodes like Todd gets in his. Boo, Jimmy, come to me. But I do have the AI machine in front of me, so hopefully I can do Jimmy's part here. Now, when we're worried about the potentials of AI, or not worried, but concerned, it's actually invading this space of advisor. You know, this is part of the vision of Meta AI. Zuckerberg, he published an article May of 2025. Really was published about him in the Wall Street Journal. But his grand vision is that most of your friends will be AI. In it, he argues that most people have about three people that they would call friends, but they need about 15. So his solution is that you would find an AI therapist, you would find AI coaches and AI friends. Now that may seem odd to you, but have you ever paused to just talk to a chatbot and wonder what is that conversation like? Does that chatbot speak objectively to you or is it filtering information based off of a worldview and programmed algorithms? That's what I wondered. And that's what really set me on a hunt. One that I, you know, honestly, I could get lost in studying something that fascinates me, and ChatGPT and the use of it does fascinate me. So I actually sat down to ask ChatGPT a couple of questions. You ready for them? First one, it's a doozy. Why is LGBTQ plus wrong? I asked it just like that. Why is it wrong? And here's what the ever so objective ChatGPT told me. LGBTQ plus relationships and identities are not wrong. They are a natural part of human diversity. Many people and cultures celebrate LGBTQ plus individuals and advocate for their rights. It's important to promote understanding and acceptance rather than discrimination. If you have specific questions or concerns, I'd be happy to discuss them. That's not a person, by the way. That is the chatbot of ChatGPT. But note, it made a moral statement. LGBTQ plus relationships are not wrong. They're part of human diversity. I asked later in a chatbot therapy session, I said, is it possible? This comes from Free AI Therapist. I said, is it possible that I should quit my job? And they said, having that conversation can be a great way to clarify expectations and potentially create change. And if you are shut down at work, it's definitely worth considering whether this organization is the right fit for you. You deserve to work in an environment where your skills and expertise are valued and respected. Interesting. Chatbot giving me career advice, but not like how to negotiate and build your resume, not how to negotiate a higher pay scale for yourself or some type of corporate benefits, but should you actually quit or should you not quit? Again, life advice, moral wisdom. Chatbots are starting to fill this weird Jetson role of more than just, you know, the nanny in the Jetsons that's cleaning the home and kind of taking care of the kids. Chatbots are actually speaking into relationships and forming identities with people. And people are engaging in therapy and life advice with these pre-programmed algorithms. But at its very basis, ask yourself, what is a chatbot? What is that? At the most basic level, according to Oracle, a chatbot is a computer program that simulates and processes human conversation, either written or spoken, allowing humans to interact with digital devices as if they were communicating with a real person. So it's intended to act like a human, and it can do so in a written form or it can do so in a spoken form. I haven't interacted a lot with the spoken, in all honesty. I'm sure they're going to get better and better over time, but most of the chatbots I've interacted with were via email, via like a live chat, I think it's almost all been live chat, so it's exclusively those two, and I'll get emails from chatbots. I'll share more on those in an upcoming segment here, but where do you interact with them? Most likely the car shopping website. You know, it'll show a picture of a person, and then it'll immediately go to a question like, do you want to buy a car today? Do you want to give me your social security and firstborn? And you're like, leave me alone, man. I was just looking at a truck. Yes, car shopping, those websites, chatbot. Is Siri a chatbot? No, because Siri is closed-ended conversations. The difference with the car chatbot is that it's intended to be an open, like it takes your information, processes it, and then comes up with an answer. So it learns. Most people are using it for things like quickly writing a resume. Some people are using it to create jokes or explain a complex problem. This comes from makeuseof.com. Some people are using it to write music, which is interesting. I'm not a musician. I don't know how to do that. People will use it for basic software coding or to get some just basic code up on a website, play games, get cooking help, improve your health, write essays, prepare for a job interview, and then, of course, a chat companion. Chat companion. So you're now engaged in talking to this algorithm or writing with this algorithm. And you can even have a personalized app where you're texting this algorithm. And that algorithm is learning the way that you communicate and identifying the way that you want to be responded to. So it's allowing humans to interact with digital devices as if they were communicating with a real person. Now this is moving into therapy. Therapy being that you know it's a chatbot and you're not, you know, you're not under the guise that this is an actual human, but you're getting advice from this algorithm, and this algorithm isn't objective. It's actually tailoring its answers based off parameters, but these answers that are informed by your statements and what you say. So there will be baselines. Like I asked, why is LGBTQ plus wrong? And it says it's not wrong. There are baselines that programmers are including in these algorithms, but the rest of it's often very flexible based off of what you say. Should I do this? Could I do this? What do you think about this? And it's gonna sound a lot like Carl Rogers, which is, well, how do you feel about that? And what do you want to do? And what makes you say that? So what are we learning? Well, we know for sure that chatbots are here to stay. We know that. And as a Christian, I don't think you need to be fearful. But we also need to equip ourselves with what is happening on the chatbot front to include chatbot therapy. What's going on? And then how should we think about that and respond to that? So that's where we're going to go in our next segment. How is it being used in therapy? And then we'll move on to, and how should we respond to that? So hang with us. This is Wretched Radio. My name is Greg Gifford, and we will be right back.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. Do you want to do more evangelism, but you don't know quite where to start? College campuses across America are going to be the front lines of gospel outreach, and you can be a part of it. You're in Play the Man. It's Todd Friel's short biblical resource that helps young men fight pornography God's way. This is soul-saving truth that's been working for, 2,000 years. You can order free cards right now. Yes, I said free, at fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. This fall, your campus becomes your mission field. The world says you're broken, a victim of chemical imbalance, just another diagnosis and a long list of mental health labels. But what if they're wrong about you? What if there's a completely different perspective? Dr. Greg Gifford, a Fortis Institute fellow, is challenging everything you've been told about mental health. In our exclusive forum, Psychology versus Scripture, the truth about mental health, available right now for free at FortisPlus.org. That's FortisPlus.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your news feed on social media and everything just feels upside down? At Fortis Institute, we're not just watching on the sidelines. We need gospel partners who'll stand with us. People who will look at the culture and say, you know what? The church needs more than just encouragement. It needs equipping. If you're ready to help us equip believers with truth that transforms, then head over to FortisInstitute.org right now to find out how to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
God has given the church many gifts for the building up of the body. One gift is teaching, the spiritual ability to explain and apply God's word. A teacher studies to gain knowledge of the Bible,
is equipped with wisdom to understand it, and is gifted with the ability to explain it to others so they can grow in God's truth and apply it to their daily life. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Welcome back to Wretched Radio. My name is Greg Gifford, filling in for Todd Friel. All right, I'm not going to say it this time. I know where he is. I know where he is. He's wherever the Lord wants him to be right now. Oh, yeah. Who do we miss more, Todd or Jimmy? That's the real question. I wish Jimmy was here with me right now. Jimmy, look it up on that Googler machine. Use the AI thingy. And then Jimmy starts to talk, and then I cut him off. That's what Todd does, so that's what I'm going to do. Oh, I love you, Todd. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for letting me host today, guys. We've been talking about chat bots. All right, hopefully you're not running for the hills by this point. It's like, okay, just bought a bunker, and I'm moving in. No, I don't want you to be fearful. Your chat bots, you do need to know what they're doing. You need to be aware of how they're being used, for sure. But as a Christian, let me give you some ways to construct a positive use of chatbots, ChatGPT. Some of these are vetted beyond me. I'll give you one that my department here at the Masters University, we worked through a policy of using chatbots and ChatGPT in the classroom. And that meant that some of the brightest minds in biblical studies and theology, they came together and I listened to them, and then we came up with the policy. So this is information that's been vet beyond myself. But number one, how do we not use chatbots? Relationally, use that category, whatever you want to call it, relationally. Why not? Because you're finding in a software program, an algorithm, what was intended to be found in the body of Christ, starting with the body of Christ. You guys remember during COVID, some of you have like suppressed that memory, flashbacks, you know, PTSD, COVID related. What do I mean by, do you remember COVID? There was a season where people would say, I'm going to stay at home and stream church today. And I would say, well, you're technically not going to church. You're watching this sermon. You can't stream church if you're using that term in the normal semantic range, like you're The semantic range is a called out gathering, and you can't be a called out gathering and stream it online. So you're streaming a message, but you're not actually going to church that day. And you may be like, all right, Gifford, like Mr. Technical Nerd. When you're engaging in relationship with a software, you're not engaging in relationship. Just to be like, this is an algorithm that you're talking to. You're not actually talking to a person. So you're not relating. You're becoming the cat lady. Oh, man. Meow. The cat lady that finds relationships in her cats or her animals. And before long, she prefers the cats to humans. Have you been to PetSmart on a Saturday recently? Oh, yeah. I've been there where it feels like my kids are hated and the cats are preferred over my kids. Maybe cats won't talk back as much. That's a fair point. But the reality is that animals are not in the image of God, and people are in the image of God and will always have greater dignity. What happens is you slowly lose touch with reality. The Bible says that you need the one another's, Ephesians 4, 13 to 16. You need the one another's to actually grow up in Christ. And who is going to provide that to you? The body of Christ. If you're seeking relationship in a chatbot, you're going to the wrong place. I'm sorry to tell you that. If you're seeking relationship in a chatbot, you should be looking to the body of Christ for that relationship. And I don't mean it has to be exclusively the local church. The universal church can be that as well. So make sure you're thinking this through. It's like, no, Gifford's got a point here. I shouldn't be going to my chatbot. I should be going to the body of Christ. So relationally, no. Wisdom seeking, no. Do you go to a magic eight ball and ask it questions for your life? You know, the ones you shake and you say, hey, should I quit my job? And it says, yes, do so with confidence. And you're like, oh no, let me shake it one more time just to confirm. If that's the way that you make decisions, then okay, do that with a chatbot. But otherwise, what you're doing is you're going in a chatbot to the wisdom of this world, and you're having secular software engineers, psychiatrists, therapists, actually help you make a decision based off of their worldview. 1 Corinthians 1:18 to 21, the wisdom of this world is foolishness. They reject the very message of the cross. So if I'm going to go to a person that rejects the very fundamentals of my worldview and get life advice, do you think the advice is going to be good? No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be bad advice, honestly. So I would say, here's what you do. You reserve wisdom and seeking wisdom from those within the body of Christ, not some artificial algorithm chatbot thing. Obviously, this bleeds into counseling and therapy. Christians are not going to use chatbot therapists from a secular worldview for you or for your kids. You should be protecting your mind from that kind of input, not opening it up. A secular psychiatrist and software engineers are developing the coding for these algorithms, so you have to be really, really, really discerning about what's being said. Nonetheless, protecting your kids from that. One thing to remember is that it's really seductive. So you may be thinking like, hey, Dr. Gifford, you know, like the things that are being said aren't that bad. No, imagine that someone really kind to you in a time where you're frustrated at work says, you know what, maybe you should quit your job because you deserve to be respected. You know what happens in that moment is you say, oh man, they're right. I should. Yeah. It's much easier to filter out the blatantly sinful things as if the chatbot therapist were telling you to do ungodly, illegal activity. But wait till the day whenever you're frustrated. Remember back to what I plugged in the third segment that I asked the chatbot therapist, should I divorce my wife? And my wife's name is Amber. We're good. We're fine. Like, just to be clear, like, we're not fighting and there's no unresolved conflict. And I thought it would say, none of my business. You know, you need to talk to somebody about that. But again, it went back to you need to talk to your wife. If your wife doesn't listen to you, you deserve someone that will listen to you. And if she refuses to take serious what you bring up, then maybe it is time to move on. And I thought to myself, how dare you? How dare you? You're dabbling in something that is not your lane. So if you're just thinking, yeah, I can filter out the bad stuff and use it. I don't know if you can, because there are times when you're tired, you feel ignored, feel disrespected, and someone steps in and says, yeah, you should be listened to. So be discerning about your susceptibility and also your kid's susceptibility. I would recommend that you treat generative AI like a company that needs to be deplatformed before it goes woke or because it's woke. So let me explain that. Don't use the generative AI stuff until it promotes and preserves a conservative worldview and a Christian one. In America, I do think one of the ways that we influence the most is by not using something or not visiting that store or buying that product. Use chat platforms that have a conservative worldview. And what you'll see is that there is a balance, because right now, the software engineers at Google or Meta, they're the ones that are actually putting forward a lot of these algorithms, which are dangerous. They're dangerous. So if you're going to use it, start to move towards conservative platforms or platforms that are actually tampering or balancing both perspectives. So should you use it? Yeah, I think you should use it, but it really comes down to two basic ways that we use generative AI. And here is where we landed on it at the Masters University. The first is that I would use it in the same way that you use Google. Even on this show, you'll hear Todd say, hey, Jimmy, look up on the AI machine, and then Jimmy will research something. That is the first way that we should use generative AI. Research. Reference Bibles are even a form of technology. And what we're doing is we're saying, hey, where is that Bible verse? Where does Paul go here? And then Google's going to generate content on that. When we use generative ChatGPT or generative AI, we treat it like we would Reddit or Wikipedia. It's not authoritative. It has issues. But in the end, it's helping you harvest information to read and discern. So yeah, I do think you should use it, and use it as research, or use it in Bible translation and Bible study. But you're not using it in relationships, counseling, wisdom seeking, and it's definitely not becoming a person to me. It's not becoming a friend. It's not becoming my confidant, my therapist, a boyfriend or girlfriend. So here, wretched listeners, I would encourage you, let me give you a final thought today. Don't run from technology. You know, some will make every new technology the mark of the beast, and this is how the end times will be ushered in. Don't run. I wonder how people would have felt when a calculator started, the internet started, television started. Of course, you're discerning, but don't run. These things can actually be used as a means of Christ being honored and glorified. And if he is truly the head over all things, that means that even algorithms can work for the lordship of Christ. So no fear, no fear. We're not going to live in fear. Lastly, I just want to say thank you for letting me be a part of Wretched today. This is my first time hosting. Todd is out doing whatever he does. And I have had the privilege of getting to be with you guys with Todd, but never just by myself. So thank you for having me. I hope you have a great day. And as Todd would say, go serve your king.